Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy, I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy, it's crazy, it's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good, really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show, Jay and Kevin.
Oh, man. You know, I went to use the restroom, and then there was an employee here who's not normally here, and I brought him a coffee, Steve.
Oh, is that what you were doing?
I brought him a coffee, and I was like, I'm not going to have time now. But then I felt like, well, I should still be committed to being a good coworker. I mean, I felt bad that this person was here. You know, it's 6 a.m. He's not supposed to be here for 2 hours. So I was like, well, I'll just, you know what? I'll be late for the open and bring the man a coffee. So you know what? I hope I get a pass for that one.
That was impressive.
That was.
And you still made it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was a little late, but he seemed to appreciate it, and if I've made someone's day while disappointing thousands of people, it seems to balance out.
There you go. So, well, are you still going to do it, though?
Nah, it's I'm over it.
Is it too late?
Yeah, so hi, everybody.
What?
Welcome. Huh? Yeah, yeah, I know. It's just
something different, I guess.
Can't happen, yeah. Well, you know, again, something different keeps your mind fresh, which, by the way, I'm loving the new way to work.
Yeah. But this is the last day of April. You can't not do it on the last day of April.
Well, it's done now.
Okay.
Out of the mood now. All right. So, yeah.
All right, fine.
Last day of April. Congratulations, everybody. 4/30/24.
Okay, so you're loving the new way to work.
I am loving the new way to work. The other way when I took division and there was just too many obstacles to getting through town without panic on my part, where you're like, gosh, I hope I don't strike someone with my vehicle, because there's just a lot of traffic, a lot of foot traffic. So now
Yeah,
now I'm Hamilton all the way, baby, and I can just zip up. It's a little bit further on the way up, but I think it's faster. There's less lights that tend to turn red. I mean, I'm loving the new way to work.
I mean, that's great. I have noticed a lot of places, for whatever reason, you're driving, it's green, and then hits red, and then every light that you go to.
Yeah, now it's time to have your light red.
Yeah. Does that happen to you a lot?
I hate that, especially at this hour.
Yeah.
The worst part is when they turn red for no reason. I'll pull up and I'll look the other way. I'm like, well, there's anybody coming the other direction. Why is it turning red?
I don't know.
No.
Science.
Sure. Yeah.
Is that not right?
In the old days, Steve, way back before you started here, they used to just flash all the way till 6 o'clock.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, so, yeah, it would just be like flashing yellow, and, you know, it was never a problem. And then, they just decided safety first or something. I don't know what they decided, but they decided to start making them turn. They turned them back on, so to speak, at 5 a.m. Well, then a lot of times I'd be here before 5 a.m. Now I don't even know if they flash. I don't know what time they turn them back on, but.
Okay, that's interesting.
Are they regular stoplights when you get here? Because you're here before 5.
Yeah, they are.
See, that's, I don't know. Seems silly. There's not that much traffic.
Although maybe I'm going, I guess it would be everywhere, right?
It was the whole, all of downtown.
Okay.
But I don't know which way you come to work, because you come from the west side.
Yes.
Do you know what roads you take to work?
Well, I've been taking some new roads, different
way. Boy. Yeah, break it up a little bit.
Yeah, well, because they're doing construction.
Oh, boo. not as cool.
So I have to go the opposite way.
I thought it was going to be because you were all like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to mix up the routine and keep it fresh in my mind. Nope, forced.
Well, No, I mean, that's what I'm telling people.
Yeah, that's good. Just lie to me.
Yeah.
Like I'm a small child.
Yeah, well, you know, nothing wrong with a little lie, right?
Well, you know.
It's a little lie. It's not a big lie.
Depends on the outcome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry about your construction on the way in. I've heard there's a little bit of that. Go ahead. Springtime. Let's have all the roads going the same direction, all under construction at the same time. How you doing, Bigelow? You know what that means?
The movie?
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You know what the average student from West Virginia gets on his SAT?
Kevin James.
Drool.
That was very well played.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve. Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Jay. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Oh, yeah.
So,
Maybe
not. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
That seemed pretty bad.
I'm sorry. No, it is good to see you. Good to hear your voice.
Right.
As always, I think I need to throw something away.
Hmm.
Maybe multiple things.
I would imagine that's true.
So,
I mean, I just started throwing stuff away in here. I was like, man, I got to throw that out. You know, it's just like this stuff sits there and you're like, why is that there? Why am I keeping that?
Was it expired?
No. It's just, you know, it was like paperwork. It was old paperwork. And I've just decided today's the day that I'm going to do, the last day of April. Spring cleaning will take effect today in the studio.
Oh, decluttering, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Making it all nice for Kevin when he returns?
I don't know if it'll be nice, but it'll be less cluttered.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Well, yesterday in the morning, we were talking about how I have a resemblance or a doppelganger to Max, the H&R Block mascot.
Yeah, which I didn't know they had one.
Neither did I.
I believe it was Tom that pointed that out on the text line. Thank you to Tom for doing that. Yeah. I'm now convinced 100%.
Yeah, so I am going to post a side-by-side photo in just a little bit because yesterday, when I got home, I decided to dress up like the H&R Block mascot.
Yes.
And then create a photo. While doing so, though, I pulled out a white dress shirt that I had not worn probably 7 years, maybe more.
Okay.
And I shared the picture with
you already. It's like 20% of your life, so you know.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, it's no longer white. It's kind of more of a beige.
Right. Yeah, that's the issue with that.
Yeah, I think it was actually my brother's at one point.
Oh, the old hand-me-down.
Yeah,
nice.
So it's like super old.
Right,
because,
yeah.
Boy, I don't know.
So is that you? Is that the shirt you're wearing in the picture?
Yeah.
So it'll be the last wear for that shirt. See, this is the thing. Now you're hedging against throwing it out.
Yeah, you never know when you're going to need it.
Oh, my gosh. That is the worst. That's kind of how I've been lately, too. I'm like, well, I don't know if I want to throw away that one screw. I might need that.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. It's my only quote-unquote white shirt.
Yeah.
Dress shirt.
Mm-hmm. Your only gray shirt.
Yeah. Well, because I wear a lot of blue or like that's like a dress shirt.
Okay, that's your favorite color or something?
It's just the one that's nice that I have. And
oh, the same one. I thought you meant just most of your shirts were blue. You just have one dress shirt that's blue.
Well, one that's blue. I got a green one. I have like a checkered type one.
I'm guessing the blue one's your favorite.
Yeah, I wear that one probably most frequently when
okay.
I have to dress nice.
Yeah.
And I just haven't worn a white dress shirt
right.
in a very long time.
Since probably you originally took the picture as the mascot for H&R Block.
I don't know. So, yeah. Okay. Well, the point is.
Yes. What is the point?
I'm tempted to throw it out, but what if I need a white shirt?
Let me see how much a white shirt might be.
Like a button down, nice.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Okay. Let's see. Men's.
Children's.
White.
I thought you were going to say that.
Oh, I should have. Is it short sleeve or long sleeve?
It's long sleeve, yeah.
Oh, it is long sleeve?
Yeah, okay. But I rolled it up.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Long sleeve. Mm-hmm. Well, let's see how much we're in for an investment for.
Is it more than $20?
This one is 22.
$22.
Yeah. This one's 18. $18.99, $19. This one's $8.
Okay. I guess I can invest in that.
You think maybe you'd be all right?
Yeah. But still, I should probably keep it as a backup.
GoFundMe?
GoFundMe. Yeah. No, I should probably keep it as a backup, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Always keep the once white, now gray t-shirt. Now you're starting to sound like my boys. My wife is constantly saying, I'm throwing that out. She'll see one of my sons wearing a quote-unquote white t-shirt, and they have to wear white t-shirts for work.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, is that supposed to be white? You know, when they live on their own and they do laundry for a certain amount of time, things change. They don't look the same as when my wife does the laundry.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's like, I'm throwing that out. So I say you pretend that my wife's there and she throws it out next time you take it off. Just throw it out. Rip off the Band-Aid, man.
I don't know if I can do it. What if I need it?
Bring it to work. You know what? Wear it to work. And then we can judge it and say, nah, that's fine. It's still white enough.
I mean, you can see it in the photo that I'll
okay,
post.
I'll look closely in the photo.
And it's like a cream color.
That's gross. If it was supposed to be white and it's cream color now.
It's like someone spilled coffee over it lightly.
Oh, yeah, you should definitely keep it.
Yeah. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Dog Idol. That would be...
Oh.
Kevin James.
That would be interesting.
That would be rough.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Don't forget you can download the app. It's free and you can take us with you wherever you go. Just search Coyote Country and there we are in the palm of your hand. So enjoy. Also coming up in less than an hour, The Secret Sound. Steve, the value of The Secret Sound today is...
Oh, boy.
Uh-huh. $833. $833. Okay, $833 bucks.
I knew that, and I didn't even have to look, and I was doubting myself, Jay.
We did a clue yesterday for The Secret Sound, and I saw a couple of the comments, and some were saying, oh, I know it now. I know the sound. And I was like, well, that would be great, because we'd love to give the money away.
Yeah.
And then I saw a couple of the comments, and I'm like, no, that's, did we confuse you? You never know. With the clues, sometimes people will take them in a different way, in a different direction, and
yeah.
Then I was like, I felt bad. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Did Kevin text you yesterday? He texted me.
Early in the day, but no, not after the clue.
He said, I'm actually confused by today's clue. What was it?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know.
Does he know what the sound is?
I don't know. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. It's hard to know. He thinks he might know, but we'll see. We'll see.
But, yeah, it's pinned to the top with the other clue from Bruce and Warren. So
okay. All right.
Your fun.
Very good. Yeah. I mean, yeah, we'll see what happens. It's coming up at 720, over $880 for the Jay and Kevin Secret Sound. And if we don't get a winner today, we'll give another clue because we want to give the money away. American Idol last night. Did you watch?
I didn't.
You didn't watch. Okay. Well, it's, you know, you've got a busy life. You've got... You know, the wife and kids and the soccer practices and, you know, cooking dinner for the homeless and
all of the things, Jay.
All the things you do.
Yeah.
Or maybe you were just watching something else.
So busy.
It is to the point where I think it was even Ryan Seacrest who said last night when they got down to the, you know, they do the thing where they do the coaches pick a song. They give you three options. Each coach picks a song. Then the act will choose the song they want to sing, and then they try to guess which judge picked that song, and then blah, blah, blah. And
wherever
judge gets the most songs chosen gets a save at the end of the show.
Oh, is that new this year?
No, they've done it before.
Okay.
But Katy Perry chose the most songs, so she got to have the save at the end of the show. And while she was trying to decide who she was going to save, Ryan Seacrest is filling time. So he looks to the two... The bottom two, if you will. And he's like, how you guys doing? Which I thought was one of the most awkward statements ever. But you could tell because he wasn't expecting to have to fill. And it's live TV.
Yeah. So you from around here?
Yeah, totally. It was one of those. I was like, oh, Ryan, I feel for you at this moment. He's like, so how you guys feeling? And then one girl goes, shaking in my boots. He goes, yeah, Yep, it's nerve-wracking. And then he goes, it's really hard to vote people out at this point of the show, which, of course, he's right.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, the talent, it's harder to judge because they're more closely related. But, oh, man, we've all done that thing we're trying to fill. Hey, how you feeling? So, what'd you have for breakfast? Oh, about those twins, huh? Tristan is the 15-year-old. I don't know how much longer Tristan's going to make it. You let me know.
We held hands and waded into that blue water. She left her flip-flops and married wings on the beat.
I will say that his likability is on a scale of 1 to 10. He's definitely a 10 with the, you know, swaying his hips around and winking at the camera. And, you know, he's got a very, you know, enlightening kind of like light up the room kind of smile, you know. So, I mean, he's such a likable kid. And, of course, tends to be a popularity contest, especially at this point.
Sure, yeah. No, the only episode that I basically... Well, the only episode that I saw in total was the one where he was doing that Elvis song.
That was one of his best performances.
Yeah, he was great.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, you're right. He was winking. He was moving the hips.
I know. He's fun kid.
Yeah, it was a lot going on there. I was like, all right. Yeah, well, I can dig it.
Well, he certainly is country. And, you know, they sang together, he and Will Mosley, the big guy, you know, they sang a song together last night that they also had their opportunity to sing their own songs. So
when I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy and don't ever play with guns. I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. Here we go, boy.
I just want to have them keep having Will stand next to Emmy Russell when they're voting people off, because she's got to be like about 5'2", maybe. And I don't know how big Will is, but he's probably 6'4", I would imagine. Just a fun sight gag.
Is there something wrong with being 5'2"?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay.
No, not at all. It just looks awesome. Hey, look, man, I've been the shortest guy around here for, I don't know, 30 years, so... they always put me next to, like, you know, Rob Sacre and all the Gonzaga players. Like, Jay, stand next to him. It looks awesome. Looks like you're a toy.
Like you're a toy.
Well, you know.
What kind of statement is that?
Yeah.
I will say that, gosh, he sounds so polished, and his voice might not be as unique as Tristan's.
Yeah.
But, boy.
Boy, he sings the right artist, and he just nails it.
Yeah, that sounded real, real pretty good.
Yeah, it sounded real pretty good. That's what the judges said. They're like,
is that their comment?
Yeah, that's 100%. They're like, Will, that was real pretty good. Vote now for Will Mosley. I did love Austin Powers, Mike Myers, saying, I mean, people ask him about the next Austin Powers all the time, and his quote on the next Austin Powers is great, and it needs to be used for everything.
It is still rumored that we might get that Austin Powers 4. What can you tell me?
I can neither confirm nor deny the existence or non-existence of such a project.
The existence or non-existence at the end of that is the part that I love the most. I mean, I've heard I can neither confirm nor deny, but the existence or non-existence of the project is the best of all. And we should use that more often around here.
Can you tell me?
I can neither confirm nor deny the existence or non-existence of such a project.
He sounded like a robot the way he said that. It's like, I've been asked so many times. I can neither confirm the existence or non-existence of the project.
Has he played a robot before? Maybe. I don't think so.
I don't think so. Maybe we should start it.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
And here's your tip of the day. I mean, in case you didn't know, here's your tip of the day.
Whenever you want someone to make a decision that you prefer, give them a choice that lies within the frame of your decision.
Huh?
For example, if you want children to do something, don't ask them if they want to. Most likely, they don't want to do it anyways. Instead of asking, do you want some vegetables, give them an option to choose from by simply saying, do you want broccoli or do you prefer some of those delicious baby carrots? The kids will feel as if they have a great amount of control by being able to choose, even though you've already made the decision for them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What do you think he's trying to say there about broccoli and carrots? He doesn't say anything about the broccoli. He just says broccoli, and he says delicious carrots.
Trick and lie to your children.
Is that so, making the carrots seem more edible? Is that what's happening?
You've got an excessive number of carrots at your house. You want some broccoli? Or you want some of these yummy, mommy and daddy's favorite carrots?
Yeah, I'm going for the carrots.
And that's your Audio Vault for a Tuesday. Lie and trick your children all you can while they're young, because they'll eventually figure it out. It is Tuesday, April the 30th, 2024.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I don't have any...
animosity?
Well, that, I almost was going to use a bigger word.
You were going to use a bigger word?
No, animosity is a pretty big word.
Is disdain a word?
Well,
disdain.
Kevin James.
One of them is, and one of them is not.
Excuse me, wrong word. Or stain? What is it?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Oh, boy. Yeah, we have a secret sound coming up at 7:20 this morning.
Oh, boy.
Over $880 at stake at 7:20 this morning for the secret sound. It's a secret. Right now, I said it's secret sound. Did you not hear me? Okay, it was a secret. I was trying to not let people know. Coming up, Scotty McCreery. By the way, he was on American Idol last night.
Was he? How'd he do?
He sang Cabin of Solo. It was good. It's weird when you think about the fact that, how old is Scotty McCreery right now? Let's see. What's your guess? Do you know?
27.
He has a brand new baby, you know.
Is that how old he is?
His little baby was there. He's 30. His little baby was there and, you know, had the classic one, look like you're landing a plane headphones for kids, you know, how you see the ear protection.
Yeah.
And he was there and his wife, Scotty's there, his wife's there, his baby's there. With his little headphones on, or her, which is it, boy or girl? Do we know? Anyway, so Scotty was 16 when he was on American Idol. He's 30 now, and it's weird to think about the fact that he was 16 years old on that show. I mean, basically, he's Tristan from the show now. He was 15.
Yeah.
So very odd to also think that Scotty McCreery has had a 14-year career. That's odd. So we've got tickets to his concert this Thursday. And if you'd like to go, well, you know, guess what? We're going to play a little game we like to call Great Scott.
Great Scott.
Great Scott.
Great Scott.
Great Scott.
Great Scott. Oh, my gosh. And that's all you have to do is identify a Great Scott. Jonathan, how are you, man?
Good.
Day going well for you so far?
On my way to work.
Yeah, well, I mean, you don't have a lot of...
the next 3 days off, so...
Oh, wow. Oh. For some special occasion? Gosh, maybe I shouldn't ask. Sometimes it's a bad thing. I hope it's a good thing. What are you doing? Anything fun?
Yeah, well, I'm getting paid, but I'm not going to be at work, so it's great.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow. Okay. Nice. Okay, Kevin James.
Easy, Jay. Easy.
Hey, the man gets to take his vacation. It's all matter.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Steve, do you want to read these for him so he can see to identify a Great Scott?
Okay, so you want me to just go one by one, right?
Yeah, one by one.
Okay.
All right, so Jonathan, here's the thing. Steve's going to give you a clue on a Great Scott. In other words, somebody who has a Scott in their name. So if you name the famous Great Scott, you are going to get the tickets if you are able to get 3 out of the 5 that he gives you, okay?
All right.
So the name of the game, again, is Great Scott. You name the Great Scott. If you get 3 out of 5, we'll give you the tickets to Scotty McCreery. It could be a Scotty, too, by the way. I'm just letting you know.
Great Scott! Great Scott!
Great Scott!
Great Scott!
And I should also say it could be a first name or a last name.
Correct. Yes.
And I think all of these people are really very famous, right? You would agree with that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
100%.
All right. So here we go, Jonathan. This first person, he is an ESPN sportscaster who is often referred to as SVP.
Scott Van Pelt.
Yeah,
very nice.
Way to go. One in a row.
Very nice.
One in the win column for you.
All right. One for one. All right, this person, he is a Louisiana-born country singer known for songs like 2016's My Girl.
Dylan Scott?
Way! Hey! Look at him!
Yes. Very nice. Great Scott.
He said it with so much confidence, too. Dylan Scott?
Still
counts as a win. Good work, my friend.
All right. Let's keep going in order here.
I love it.
This person, he is the regional manager of the Scranton, or was the regional manager of the Scranton, Pennsylvania branch of the paper company Dunder Mifflin.
Oh, geez. That's the office. What's his name?
That's the
Michael
trick.
Scott.
Michael Scott. Well done. Yes.
3 for 3.
That's awesome. Let's play the game out. See how you finish here. Congratulations, Jonathan. We're gonna get you the tickets. Let's see how we do the rest of the way.
All right.
All right. This person is the daughter of Linda Davis and part of a popular country group. Eh? Eh?
Eh?
Do you know who that is?
I'm glad you did the first three first.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's a harder one for sure.
Okay, maybe I should have done this one earlier then.
Yeah, I should have put it first just to scare him right off the bat.
Hillary Scott.
Hillary Scott from Lady A.
Oh, okay.
A?
A? Yeah.
I'm going to guess you get the last one. Let's see how you do here, Jonathan.
Okay, this person, a retired American figure skater who is an Olympic gold medalist. Great Scott.
Great Scott.
Great Scott.
Great Scott.
Great Scott.
Great Scott.
Don't know that one? Man, we did do these in the right order. You guys, that was very fortunate for you.
Yeah, Scotty Hamilton.
Scotty Hamilton. The only Scotty that we could find in the whole book.
Yeah, he goes by Scotty, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I think sometimes he goes by Scott Hamilton now because he feels like he's grown up, but yeah, forever known as Scotty Hamilton.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Either way, Jonathan, you got the 3 out of 5. Congratulations. We've got you the Scotty McCreery tickets for Thursday night, okay?
Awesome.
Yeah, hold on for 1 second. We'll make sure we get all your information correct. We'll have more tickets. Again, Scotty McCreery at the Coeur d'Alene Casino on Thursday night. Well done on the Great Scott game. Oh, by the way, Jonathan, do you know whose voice that is that's saying Great Scott? This one right here?
Great Scott!
Great Scott! Great Scott!
Great Scott!
It's all the same person. Do you know who that is?
I do not.
Back to the Future.
Oh, yep.
Yeah, that's Dr. Emmett Brown right there. Yeah. Great Scott! He said it. I said it to Steve yesterday, and Steve like looked at me like I was crazy. And then when we looked it up, he says it, what, 20 times?
Oh, a bunch. I didn't realize he said it that much.
Yeah, it's in the, well, of course, there's a lot of movies. But yeah, he says it a ton of times. So great Scott, great job for Jonathan. I was kind of hoping somebody named Scott would have called today, but unfortunately, we didn't get a Scott through. But that's not Jonathan's fault.
Yeah, he's a great Jonathan.
He's a great Jonathan. That one doesn't quite carry the same weight.